Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Stocks for Beginners quick tip. Essential lessons, questions answered.
Doug Morris is the CEO of online portfolio tracking tool, ShareSite. In this quick tip, he talks about making your first stock purchase.
Let's just assume that kind of the somebody who's new to investing is not going to be a trained analyst, right? They're not going to be able to look at a balance sheet or a financial statement and make an investment decision based on the numbers they see. So, okay, so if we're not going to do that, I would say look for a company you're familiar with, right? Think about a company that you use on a daily basis. Maybe it's your iPhone, Apple. Maybe it's your new Disney Plus subscription, right? Just think about the things that you sort of, quote unquote, trade in as a consumer, and think about your family and your friends and what's popular. And then have a look to see if those businesses trade on the stock exchange. And then do a little bit more research. There's a lot of information available for either free or very low cost. Or there's a lot of information right within the online brokerage websites as well. So if you sign up to a brokerage account, chances are, depending on sort of what plan you sign up to, you'll get a lot of content and a lot of research content for free. And the basic thing you're trying to look for there is, is there a statement from a trained analyst or something saying, hey, the value of this company is X, or the shares ought to be trading at Y. What's it trading at now? And if you can find a company that you're familiar with, and it happens to be trading at a discount, that might be a company you should consider investing in. But the thing that I would caution there is start with a small amount. I mean, most brokerage sites, depending on how well-funded your account is, will force you to purchase a minimum amount of shares or a dollar amount minimum, maybe $300 or $500. So if you can stomach that, I would say go with the minimum amount and just stick with that for the time being. And be prepared to potentially lose money the second day you're an investor.
So you can start with quite a small amount of money.
Oh, absolutely.
As well, can't you?
Yeah, and think about this as a long-term kind of step-by-step process. You don't need to purchase a portfolio of stocks right away. I would pick one or maybe even two companies and start from there.
And I've heard you mention before that if you just do one or two, then you can study them intensively. And when you know them and when you own them, you've got a reason to be looking out for them as much as possible.
That's exactly right. And if you're coming at this from the lens of, hey, let me think about consumer brands I'm familiar with, maybe it's Nike, again, maybe it's Apple, I mentioned Disney before, something like that. I mentioned those companies because they've been around for a heck of a long time, right? These are companies that have decades, if not even more, experience on the exchange. Therefore, they've got a lot of information available. And quite frankly, the story about these companies has been told. The business model is proven. So then it's a matter of, okay, well, what's this company going to do in the future? So you really de-risk your first investment if you pick something that's been around for quite some time.
Stocks for Beginners is for information and educational purposes only. It isn't financial advice, and you shouldn't buy or sell any investments based on what you've heard here. Any opinion or commentary is the view of the speaker only, not Stocks for Beginners. This podcast doesn't replace professional advice regarding your personal financial needs, circumstances, or current situation.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.